I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Andy Nebreski at On the Water magazine. Hiya, Andy.
How are we doing today, Steve?
Andy, today we're going to talk about a relatively new fishery around here and one that seems to be catching on. Tell us what this is.
Yeah, kind of a new technique that's developed really just in the past 5 or 6 years is daytime deep dropping for swordfish in the canyons south of Martha's Vineyard. It's about 100 miles out.
So it's called deep dropping for swordfish. What does this mean?
Essentially, what you're doing is you're using a big electric reel and you're dropping a bait down anywhere from 16 to 1900 feet. You need big weights. You're using 7 to 8 pounds of lead to be able to get the bait down there.
So this is like a quarter of a mile down.
Yeah, you're fishing extremely deep, and one thing they've discovered is that swordfish spend the majority of their life very close to the ocean floor. During the daytime hours, they're down very deep, and then, like a lot of other animals, at nighttime, they'll rise up to the surface, and then as the sun comes up again, they'll go back down into the depths.
And have you done this?
Yes, I've done 3 trips over the past couple of years. 2 of them were kind of a bust, and 1 of them was pretty remarkable. It was my first trip. It was in October 2 years ago. And we went out there. You know, it takes 4 to 5 hours to steam out there. You're going 100 miles out. We got there and we set up a drift where we wanted to be and we dropped the bait down. It takes a good 5 to 6 minutes to get the bait all the way down there. And it couldn't have been more than 15 seconds. We had a bite and we had a big swordfish hooked on, you know, right off the bat. Pretty amazing.
What are you using for bait?
The guys that I fish with, they seem to prefer what they call a strip bait. It's essentially you take 2 pieces from, let's say, a mahi-mahi fillet or a tuna fillet. You stitch them together around a hook, and it kind of resembles, you know, kind of like an eel-like creature. You know, it's got a single hook. They also add lights to the about 20 or 30 feet above the hook. They'll put these little disco strobe light that apparently help attract and catch the curiosity of the swordfish.
So this is done 100 miles offshore. What kinds of permits do people need when they head out there?
It's the same permit that you need to retain tuna and sharks. It's the federal tuna permit.
Now, people may have concerns about swordfish fishing. What can you tell us about the health of that species?
They do appear to be on the mend, and it was historically there was a big swordfish fishery around Cape Cod. And that kind of came to an end in the 60s, kind of the same time a lot of other fisheries kind of went into the tank. They weren't managed very properly, and there wasn't a lot of scientific data on the species. It's when they sort of began regulating it and studying the stocks, and they have made an improvement. And we've been seeing more and more. We're still not seeing them up 15, 20 miles south of the vineyard where they used to be. But out in the canyons, the past, you know, 7 or 8 years now, you hear more and more reports of people being successful pulling in a swordfish.
Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing if we're heading out this weekend?
On the striper front, things are slowing down a little bit. The waters are getting warm. Vineyard Sound, Nantucket Sound is pretty slow, although there are a lot of smaller schoolies around still. Buzzards Bay, same thing, slow. The Cape Cod Canal has been picking up. East End has had some big fish. On the bottom fishing scene, the sea bass bite has really died off. They've moved out to deeper water. They're still around, but not in the numbers we had, you know, a month ago. Fluke fishing has been fairly slow, except for east of Nantucket, the rips out there. I was out there on Sunday, and there's plenty of fluke to be found off the waters of Nantucket.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Andy Nebreski, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.